Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the Church begins the holy season of the penitential and prayerful reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance, born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our Father in heaven, for the sake of His beloved Son, in power of His Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. The litany continues on the next page, page 3. I think it goes to, it goes on to well into page 4 and 5, so it's considerable. O Lord, O Christ, O Lord, O Christ, God the Father in heaven, God the Son, Redeemer of the world, God the Holy Spirit, be gracious to us, be gracious to us, by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, in the day of judgment, we poor sinners implore you to prosper the preaching of your word, to bless the prayer and meditation, strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance, to draw yourself to all, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over those and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing in all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all. To turn our hearts to you, to turn our hearts, the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously hear our prayers.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God.
We implore you to hear us.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Have mercy.
Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Grant us peace.
O Christ.
O
Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion in the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we're dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you have laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the imposition of ashes.